This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
In 1812, Napoleon unwisely invaded Russia. When his subjects in France began objecting noisily to the campaign, he grew worried and rushed back home virtually unaccompanied. Leaving his soldiers to fend for themselves, at a certain river crossing manned by a Russian ferryman, Napoleon anxiously inquired whether any deserters had come that way. "No," the man answered, "you're the first." No one likes a deserter. No one respects a deserter. The very word speaks of cowardice, disloyalty, and spinelessness. Deserters run away not only from battlefields, but also from all kinds of difficult situations, including the challenge of a walk of faith. The Apostle Paul wrote to his faithful friend Timothy about a man named Demas, who also chose the road of desertion. "Demas has deserted me," Paul wrote. Why, you might ask? Was it because he feared for his life? Did he worry that he too might wind up in prison like Paul? Well, not exactly. Paul wrote that Demas had deserted him because he loves the things of this life. Demas wasn't running from danger. He was running toward the comfort offered by the world. The Apostle John had a few things to say to men like Demas. "Stop loving this evil world and all that it offers you," he wrote. "For when you love the world, you show that you do not have the love of the Father in you. Beware, friend, of anything that tempts you to desert Christ."
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.